Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Terrence Paylor is presented by Aristocrat Motors. He works at Yahoo Sports. He's just an overall swell individual. Terrence, how are you doing today?
I'm great, fellas. How's it going?
Terrence, so I listened last night to the Terrence Paylor Show featuring Brandon Kiley. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
I was a little bit frustrated by, at least my belief is, it sounds like the Chiefs, they only want to get Patrick Peterson, or they don't think there's another way that they can improve their roster. When I'm looking at New England, I'm looking at other teams that feel like they have a chance to win a Super Bowl, Baltimore, Houston, San Francisco just made a trade. They are finding other improvements and ways to enhance their roster. The Chiefs, at least based on what you said, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm mishearing it, it sounds like it's either go big or go home, or there's not a move that they think is worth trying to make at the deadline.
I mean, at the moment, I think it's the latter, but that can always change. They're definitely looking to make upgrades, but I think it's going to come down to what you have to give up versus the value of it. They did get screwed, and Arizona somehow being 3-3-1. Doesn't sound like the Cardinals have a whole lot of interest in trading Patrick Peterson, because he's looked at a guy that they think can help bring these guys along. A lot of young players in that room, they don't want to send that type of message when they're competitive, and they are a competitive football team. So, you know, at this point, you can get some help at some of these positions we've been talking about, but, you know, there's some bad contracts out there that are available. And I think they'll, like, continue to, like, monitor it. And, of course, this could change. But, like, at the moment, I am getting the sense, just at the moment, that, you know, unless they can find something that's a good cost benefit, you know, they might have to look for improvement from within.
Two players I want to ask you about. One is Xavien Howard for the Miami Dolphins. The other is Geno Atkins with Cincinnati. Do you see any of those players being traded at the deadline?
Well, I like Xavien Howard a lot. You guys know I did a big feature on him last year, a video feature. I went down to Miami, and I think he's a great football player and a great human being. I think he cares a lot about winning football. Plus, he's just 26 years old. You know, the problem is, if you know, the Dolphins were to trade him, you know, they got him on a pretty good deal, like a deal that's going to look pretty good in a year, right? And he's just 26, so theoretically he should be in his prime when they're ready to compete and contend in a couple of years. He'll only be 28 years old, so I think they'll listen to him. I think they'll listen to offers on him, but you're gonna have to blow an offer. You're gonna have to blow him out of the water with an offer. So that's at least two first round picks. They haven't made a first round pick in a long time. And the one thing you have to remember with that guy is that the Patrick Mahomes extension is coming, and that's gonna be the richest contract in football. And when you have a quarterback that's making a lot of money, what Pat's about to make, you better make sure that you surround him with talent. But the best way to do that is to do it with draft picks, because draft picks are what? The best value in football, right? So you kind of need these picks to build around Patrick so he's just not out there. You don't want to risk him just kind of being the only guy out there. So I get it. I do think they'd be interested in making the right move for the right guy, but even with Howard, you'd have to blow them out of the water with an offer for that guy. And Geno Atkins, obviously, is a great football player, and that's something I think that you would have to consider if the compensation's not too great. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, he makes a decent chunk of change, too. You know, his contract runs through 2022, right? $14.2 million cap number next year. And it's hard for me to imagine that you can trade the 32-year-old Geno Atkins and keep Chris Jones, who's a much younger player and is just entering his prime.
And, Terrence, that makes a lot of sense. I think my frustration is, at least all offseason, the Chiefs have just been so all in. Like, every move that they have made, every indication was that they were all in. We've now seen seven games of this defense. This defense needs some reinforcement. Like, not all the help is going to come from within in Spagnuolo. They probably need to make one move, whether it's D-line, whether it's linebacker, whether it's corner. They need to make one move. You have the cap space. You have the draft capital. Go make an improvement to this defense.
Well, yeah, but I think the question is how much do you want to give up, because you still need some premium picks around to build this team. I think we would all agree on that. I think we would all agree that the Kansas City Chiefs roster is light enough and, believe it or not, old enough that they're going to need these draft picks. So if they make a move, I get it. If they don't, I get that too. It's a cost-benefit analysis here. The draft picks are going to be really important in the future. They might still do something. Let's see what happens. I just think that it has to be kind of the right move for them. And it just doesn't seem at the moment that, you know, the moves that are possible are just likely, just because you'd be having to take back a bad contract. And I just don't know how palatable that is right now.
I feel like that's what it comes down to oftentimes, Therese, the right move at the right time for the right team. Yep. Could it be, though, maybe, Therese, that Brett Veach is just comfortable with this roster, that he thinks they're good enough as is?
I think we've all reported so much how the Chiefs are about – how Brett Veach is about being aggressive, you know, like that's a real thing, okay? That's something that, you know, he's into, right? But so if he could make a move that makes sense, he's going to do it, right? But we're defining what makes sense. And I hope, like, what I've kind of shared over the last 5 minutes or so kind of helps outline that.
What'd you take away from the Denver game, especially on the defensive side? Did they figure something out, or is that just Denver being Denver and Joe Flacco being their quarterback?
Well, the Chiefs were more aggressive defensively, which I really appreciated. The linebackers finally started playing with a little downhill thump. There seemed to be a little less read and react. I'm okay with the Chiefs run blitzing and being aggressive and reading the key and going. Now, you're going to get beat doing that sometimes. You'll get beat on cutbacks, and you'll guess wrong sometimes, and there'll be big holes. But I think at this point, the city of Kansas City would rather see a little bit of that as opposed to just keep taking it and taking it and taking it with read and react stuff. So I appreciate the aggression that they showed against the run. Well, against two good running backs, and Freeman and Lindsey, right? Like, Lindsey's fantastic. And look, some of it was Joe Flacco being, you know, atrocious. Like, at the end of the day, I told you guys last week, this is one of the NFL's worst passing offenses. You saw that. It's only going to get worse because it's still Emmanuel Sanders. Those guys are getting ready to go to Aruba. Okay, it's over for that. They're done. But, yeah, I think it was an important game, because it's not just that they played well. It's that a lot of players that we kind of need to see more from have looked good doing it. The pass rush moves got home. There was some thump in their pass rush moves. You saw defensive linemen splitting doubles. You know, like, it was some real plays being made in the front seven. I want to see more of it. You know, I like what we saw from some of the kids in the secondary. Let's keep it going. Important game, national TV. You know, now you got to step up, right? Let's see what they look like.
Right now we're talking to Therese Paylor. He is on the Drive Hotline. He is presented by Aristocrat Motors. There was just a trade in the NFL. The Lions are sending safety Quantre Diggs and a 7th-round pick in 2021 to Seattle for a 5th-round pick in 2020. So the Seahawks add a safety to their team. Therese, that's just my frustration. Good teams are starting to make moves, and you're here telling me that the Chiefs aren't going to make moves. I'm not asking the Chiefs to do anything out of the ordinary. I'm just asking them to do what all the other good teams are doing.
No, I didn't say that. I said at the moment it looks like it might not be like a big splash, but something like that's not really a big splash, right? Like, you're getting the safety that the Lions obviously, and the Lions are trying to win games right now, guys. You know, but trust me on that. Like, the Lions are trying to win games. They've been trading away a safety, you know, to move up a couple rounds. Yeah, you know, that's not something like that I could see. That's like a reinforcement type deal. I get the frustration. You want to see them add some reinforcements. I think that could potentially happen. But up until this week, because of the way the defense has looked, if I told you that, hey, like, it could be like a little supplemental move, you guys would have ripped that because the defense has looked atrocious. And I get it. Like, that's what it would have looked like, right? Like, if I told you about Quandre Diggs last week, you would have been like, what? Quandre, no, give me Peterson. Give me a big name, right? So, like, that just goes to show, like, the week-to-week thing here, right? Let's just see what happens. You still got a few days here to the deadline. I think that they're being aggressive about it. They want to do something. You guys just know I've been pretty, like, hey, you know, Peterson, you know, deadline, let's see where we're at. I'm just telling you where we're at right now. It doesn't look like they want to trade him. In like early indication that for big names, you're going to have to take a big contract back.
So, Therese, if we're using words like reinforcements and improving from within, isn't that a pretty good plan for the Chiefs just to wait until you get back one of the best left tackles, one of the best defensive tackles, and Sammy Watkins? Like, isn't that a pretty decent plan just to wait until you get your own reinforcements back?
Yeah, I don't hate it, but I'm also with CDOT, though. You know, I wouldn't hate doing a Quandre Diggs-like deal for an extra defensive lineman or second-level linebacker in a contract year or a corner or really anything. You know, a tight end, you can get a lot of things for some sort of Quandre Diggs-like deal. I think this team could use a little bit of reinforcement. Sure, I wouldn't hate that at all. So, yeah, I mean, if they end up standing pat, like, I get that. Like, you better nail these draft picks coming up. You're going to need them because of the cap situation you'll be in, especially if they do Chris Jones as well. But, yeah, man, let's see.
I know we're still a few days away from the Green Bay game. We'll get you out of here with this one, Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports. Yeah. Do you think that the Chiefs need to completely reinvent themselves with Matt Moore as the quarterback for the next few weeks with Patrick Mahomes out? Essentially, is Andy Reid going to have to dust off the Alex Smith playbook? How important is Andy the next few weeks?
I feel like I used that phrase on my show last night. I think you have to play a little different, right? You have to play a little different with Matt Moore than Patrick, obviously. But, you know, here's the thing. Andy's playbooks go back 30 years. You know, he's got some stuff. He will custom fit this playbook to the things Matt Moore does well. When he's played, he's always been kind of a gamer. Remember, he started a playoff game for Miami a couple of years ago. You know, like, so I don't think they're going to go out there and embarrass themselves at all. Like, Andy is just the competency of Andy, especially when it comes to getting the most out of just quarterback. Like, they're going to have a respectable game plan, and they'll have one as long as they have to throw Matt Moore out there.
That is our guy, Therese Paylor. He is presented by Aristocrat Motors. He is one of the best football writers and reporters in the world. Thanks a lot, Therese.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is our guy, Therese Paylor from Yahoo Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.